Marcel Poletnik. She has run the museum quite successfully, you might argue.
Oh, yes. During the last 5 years, the statistics she's racked up are very impressive. Attendance is up 70%. The budget is increased by 57%. Contributions are up by 71%. But really most impressive, the endowment for MoCA has gone from $656,000 to $5.25 million. That's over 400% increase.
And most of that came from a $5 million gift from Preston Haskell.
That certainly helped, but there were many things done, including changing the whole mission of MoCA.
We've gone from being a lot of things to a lot of people to being fewer things in a more meaningful way, in a richer way, with the audiences that we've chosen to serve. So there's been more of an impactful approach. We're not just interested in the breadth of the reach of the museum. We're interested in depth.
So part of the depth that she's talking about is being a meaningful contributor to community conversations. She feels the biggest example of that was when the city council president criticized as pornographic a photo of a pregnant woman reclining.
Yes, we all remember the nude pregnant woman in the atrium of MoCA that created protests in the street in support of MoCA, right? Maybe helped with fundraising, we don't know for sure. At least raised the profile of
the museum. Certainly raised the profile of MoCA, and really, in her mind, led to a very constructive conversation. And part of a conversation these days, of course, is in the digital world, and Marcel feels they've really upped their game there, and that the success they've had digitally at MoCA is noticed by the people in Milwaukee, and they're very interested in having her continue that.
And it's the next frontier for museums worldwide, is to understand not only how to contend with an increasingly digitally savvy audience, but also how to deal with an audience that is interested in the work that you're doing without stepping foot in your organization.
What is her hope for the museum that she's leaving behind?
The next thing you're going to see MoCA get into is what she calls exploring the art beyond visual arts. That means connecting visual arts to the performing arts, to dance, to theater, to music. So you're going to see performance art become a bigger part of what's going on.
WJCT business analyst John Burr talked with outgoing MoCA director Marcel Poletnik. I'm news director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.